Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast. I am so thrilled to share this podcast with you today because this is one of the hallmarks, this is one of the cornerstones of our faith, and that is helping other people. One of the things I love about the Gospels is that Jesus is constantly talking about how we are to help other people. But did you know that's not just a New Testament command? That also goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I always see this through how we teach boys and girls. Teaching kids the importance of giving to others seems to be something that we all try to instill in our children, whether it's time or money or energy. It's one of the most valuable character traits in a child of God. And the Bible is filled with verses and examples of people of all ages helping others and how God honors what they do. It doesn't matter if you have a lot to give or very little to give. It's the heart that matters. Remember what we say all the time on this podcast. Everything that matters is truly a matter of the heart. I want to give you a few scriptures about what it is to help others and to be encouraged today to go make a difference in somebody's life. You never know how a small act of kindness can draw someone so much closer to God. I will never forget the time when literally I was pumping gas. I was in a hurry. I was late for a flight. And this lady walks up to me and needs help. And, you know, honestly, I guess in the flesh, I thought to myself, I don't have time for this. I got to go. And in the middle of all that, the Lord really spoke to my heart and said, help this poor woman. And I did. And it was just one of those times where you just thought, Lord, really, now? I got done helping her, and I got in the truck, and I was racing down to the airport, and I thought, I'm going to look on my phone and just make sure my flight information is right. And sure enough, it said it was going to be on time, and I thought, I am never, ever going to make this flight. I got through security, and I kind of did the O.J. Simpson run, and I got to the gate, and sweat's pouring off of me, and I looked, and there was a full house sitting around the gate, and I thought, oh gosh, I've missed my flight, and the folks I'm going to speak to, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to have to explain all that, and I thought, Lord, why'd you put that person in my way? And I walked up the counter, and I said, can you help me get on the next flight? And she said, oh, sir, we haven't even started boarding yet. Our plane let us know that they got here and they had a few small mechanical details. And I'm not kidding, within 30 seconds, she started boarding. And I thought to myself, even in that time, Lord, you're so good. Listen to what Deuteronomy 15:11 says about serving others. There will always be poor people in the land. Therefore, I command you to be open-handed toward your fellow people who are poor and needy in your land. Open-handed, that's one of the things that in our church we talk a lot about because it's a core value that we want to live our life in Christ with our palms open-handed, willing to give, willing to serve, and willing to receive God's blessing as we do. Over in the New Testament, Paul writes in the Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28, anyone who has been stealing must steal no longer, but must work, doing something useful with their own hands. And listen to this, this is great, that they may have something to share with those in need. And in Galatians 6:2, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. Isn't it beautiful to know that our Lord is expecting us, calling us, and urging us to live with an open hand, to share with people in need, and He blesses that. Today, I encourage you that when you walk away from this podcast, you might find or even just have your eyes open to someone that you might serve in the name of Christ. And I promise you, when you live and serve with an open hand, God will bless you richly, my friend. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I'd love to hear about how the Lord used you to live open-handed this week. Just shoot me a note, chuck@sugarhillchurch.com, chuck@sugarhillchurch.com. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.